This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Help me, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. With a big hand clap for the Lord, may we welcome Pastor Korode Komaya as he comes to take the first shot. God bless you. Keep clapping as he comes.
Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Somebody excited to be at Glory Rain 2023. Why don't you put that hands together again for Jesus and celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. What a good God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. To me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. Honor must be given to whom honor is due. Please rise up. Let's celebrate Papa and Mama Ibiome. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. Thank you, sir. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for always, always creating platforms. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We are proofs that the grace you carry is transferable. We are proofs that the grace you carry is conductible. We are proofs that the grace you carry is legendary. We are proof that the grace you carry is not magic, and that's why we are reproducing it. Somebody join me, celebrate this legendary grace. Papa, Mama, Ibiome, thank you. You may please be seated. Quickly, I speak on how to connect to grace. Can you please help me say that to your neighbor? How to connect to grace. Louder and louder, please. How to connect to grace. This is all encompassing. The truth is, if the only thing you know how to do is to connect to grace, your greatness is secured. Those who know how to connect to grace actually know how to connect to greatness. Because it is grace that makes great. That's why the Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, we look at something very, very important here. Paul made it very clear, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Every ministry, every minister, everyone in business, every career person, it is important for us to know you are grace made. Everyone in this kingdom is grace made. You don't explain the grace you are working in. When we see your result, we know the percentage. Grace is not to be explained. People who carry grace don't explain why things are not working. The result they generate is self-speaking. You don't need anybody to tell you the dimension of multifaceted grace at work here. When you look at the life of Papa Ibiome and the entire salvation ministries, you can see monumental grace at work. I am what I am by the grace of God. It is therefore expedient to pay adequate attention to what actually by divine order is your maker. Because you are grace made. A lot of people today are struggling in life. A lot of people today are struggling in ministry. The truth is, let's say you are a businessman here this morning. You are a minister here this morning. And you dare to know how to connect to grace. And you are able to carry just 35% of the grace of God at work in the life of Pastor David Ibiome. Just imagine 35%. Okay, just imagine you know how to convert it better and you move to 50%. Just imagine you know how to convert it better. You now move into 100% and you are able to replicate it. You don't lack result, you lack grace. You don't lack favor, it is grace you lack. A lot of people don't know what they lack. You don't lack lands, you don't lack helpers of destiny. You don't lack open doors. It is grace that makes great. Everything is inside grace. Anointing is inside grace. Favor is inside grace. Blessings inside grace. Power inside grace. Whatever you need, grace encapsulates the same. And then it is important for us to understand this morning, because God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. A lot of people don't understand divine order. Can somebody please repeat after me, divine order? Louder and louder, please. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And this grace bestowed on me. The grace bestowed on me. The grace bestowed on me. Men are God's method. Therefore, men are carriers of graces. The grace was bestowed on Paul. The grace was bestowed on Paul. That's why you see in Acts 19:11, God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Because of the grace bestowed on him. Because of the grace bestowed on him. Even you see the same in the life of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Therefore, men are carriers of grace. This multifaceted grace, men are carriers of it. Now, this divine order is very, very important for us to understand how this order really operates. I am fully persuaded somebody after this glory reign 2023 will no longer struggle. Somebody saying, hey man, you will move to the realm of 1,000 times better. God is too orderly. And when you don't understand divine order, you become a victim of satanic disorder. God is too orderly. He is too orderly. Now, Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Now, the order of God is this. Everything on earth should produce after their kind. Now, this is the order. Anything God creates, he will create one. Look at the entire human race. It is estimated that today we are about 8 billion. The 8 billion population of humanity today, God created one man, God created one woman, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, then have dominion. Now, this is the order. God does not mass produce. China does. He doesn't mass produce. This is what God does. He creates prototypes. Anything God wants to do, he will create the prototype. And as he creates the prototype, he will switch from creation to reproduction. So, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Imagine now, for every mango seed, God must create it again. That is why he switched, as it were, from creation to reproduction. So what will God do therefore? For anointing and grace,
He will create a prototype by placing that grace on someone. And that person becomes a prototype of that type. He will now reproduce it. That's why he said to Moses, I will take of the spirit upon thee, I will put it upon the 70 elders. I am not going to drop another one on the 70 elders from heaven. Because the prototype of what you are looking for is already on planet Earth. What I'm going to do is to connect you to a carrier of that grace. It is now your responsibility to connect. Many are crying to God. And what they are crying to God for, the prototype is in Port Harcourt already. And because the prototype is in Port Harcourt, it is your responsibility to now connect to the prototype. Likra sia agliko shibrakotes. Liambrikoti gasash. For the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. 2 Kings 5:15. I am not going to drop another grace on you, Elisha. I will not drop it. The prototype of what you need is already upon Elijah. So, it is your responsibility to connect. Believe me, many are struggling in ministry. Many are struggling in business. Many are running helter-skelter because they don't understand the principle of creation and reproduction. They don't really understand it. Now, this is a prototype of grace. This is a prototype of grace. Do you understand this? If you don't understand it, then, as they say, a Luther continua. Somebody help me tell your neighbor, a Luther discontinua. Tell your neighbor, after Glory Reign 2023, a Luther discontinua in my life. I am fully persuaded, no more struggles. When we see your grace, how do we know? Your result will prove it. And we will be able to trace the prototype. When you see the child of a monkey, you don't need to do DNA test. You know that this is the prototype. When you see the child of an elephant, you don't need to look at it. Is this mosquito? Is this lizard? No. The prototype is showing. When we see your result, we will be able to trace your prototype. When you look at Papa David Ibiome now, you see the prototype. We build cities. When you look at Bishop David Oyedepo, our father, you look at Pastor David Ibiome, you see prototype. How can you be in this lineage and getting a plot is a challenge? Ask your neighbor, are you really connected? Look at another neighbor and say to that neighbor, I'm suspecting you. Okay, tell another person, check your connection, check your connection. You know, connection can be faulty. Connection can be faulty. And there may be no connection at all. You know, there are times you call a number. MTN will even tell you, this number doesn't even exist. There are people, their connection does not exist. There are some people, their connection to grace is faulty. Other, they have partial. You know the meaning of partial stroke. You know it's a stroke. So when you have partial connection, the result will also be epileptic. But for permanent, consistent replication and duplication, it is full connectivity. There is a law that is important that we understand it. Because if the only thing you know how to do is to connect to grace, this grace will flee. You will be walking upon your high places. Giants give birth to giants. A lot of people ask me always, how did you get to this point? I see result, I weep. I see result, I weep. That how did
We arrive at this point in a short while. And when you look at us, you can see our prototype. Now, before I quote this scripture, can you help me say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, the present result in your life, can we trace it to the prototype in this house? Don't answer. Let the result speak. Let the result speak. There are conditions that you must fulfill. Listen, it is unfortunate that a lot of people are not qualified for grace. To connect to the anointing upon a higher vessel is so unfortunate that some people just cannot receive. It's so painful. And I'm going to quickly quote a scripture now. This scripture, don't look at the act. Look at the principle. I want us quickly this morning, please. Let's open quickly. I love this so much. Deuteronomy chapter 21 from verse 15. Deuteronomy 21 from verse 15. Deuteronomy 21, 21. Thank you. If a man have two wives, tell your neighbor, Mba. That's what I'm saying. Don't look at the scripture. Don't look at the act. I want to bring out a principle. Tell your neighbor again, I say, Mba. That is, it's a real situation. If a man have two wives, one beloved and another hated, because you can't love two men, women equally now. It's not possible. That's why God knows. He said one. If a man have two wives, one beloved and another hated, and they have born him children, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son be as that was hated, continue please to 17 or so, then it shall be, when he maketh his sons to inherit that which he hath, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn. Then, but he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion. Somebody shout with me, a double portion. Of all that he had, for he is the beginning of his strength, the right of the firstborn is his. I want somebody to scream with me, double portion. When it comes to bequittance of inheritance and the transference of grace, this is the principle. The Bible says, if a man has two wives, he loves one, he hates one. But the double portion should go to the firstborn, and this is it. But the one the man loved, the son is not the firstborn, but is the one the man loved. Because this son of the woman, the man hates, is the real firstborn. The man should not, because he loves the son that is not the firstborn, give the inheritance of the firstborn to the one that he loves. This is the principle of transference. A mentor can love you, but you are not qualified. A mentor loves you, appreciates you. A father even wants you to carry it passionately. But you are not qualified, because that is where I'm going. Qualifications for transference. Qualifications for connection and how to connect to grace. A mentor can love you. A father can love you. We cannot testify the love that God's servants have for every one of us. You are loved. The question is, are you qualified? You are loved. Please listen. You can be loved. That the mentor will even love you. The mentor will help you. He will give you money. He will tell you kneel down. He will tell you receive. But you can't carry it. Why? You are loved, but you are not qualified.
That grace is so expensive and so precious that those who don't qualify for it, if they receive it, they will waste it. So they must go through a process to partake. They must go through a process to partake. So quickly this morning, what are the conditions you need to meet? Now you can have the two. When the father, the leader loves you and you are also qualified, the thing keeps flowing. Even at my level, I have seen people I love seriously, but it's like they are not just getting it. Let me say it again. Some people, it's just as if they just cannot receive it. Okay, conditions to meet. And now to be a partaker of grace. And now to properly connect to grace. Number one, please. Kladosia dish, embrokotia aglikotigatosh. Number one, heart-to-heart connection. Heart-to-heart connection. If you have the same grace, you will have the same results. But the journey begins with the heart. Because with the heart, man believes. A heart that has no reservation. A heart without guile. As in water, face answers to face. So the heart of man to man. Proverbs 27:19. Proverbs 27:19. Proverbs 27:19. As in water, face answered to face. So the heart of man to man. It must be heart to heart. Your heart totally knitted. I stand before you this morning. My heart is totally knitted. Will a day pass and I've not listened to our father here? It's impossible, sir. It is impossible. You just look at my life and our ministry, you see replication. Once your heart shifts, there is disconnection. It must be heart to heart. Help me tell your neighbor, it must be heart to heart. Number two, in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 26. 2 Kings 5:26. The person to receive grace from Elisha was Gehazi. He went after the riches of Naaman. And Elisha said to him, went not my spirit with thee? Went not my heart with thee? When the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money and to receive garments, olive yards, vineyards, and etc.? If you read it further, the judgment came. Instead of receiving grace, the leprosy of Naaman. Number two, define what you want quickly from the beginning. The only reason you relate with the anointed is for the purpose of receiving his anointing. It is not enough to admire a grace. You must replicate it. The essence of admiring a grace is for the purpose of replicating it. Now, we also see in the same 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. Before Elijah went, he said to Elisha, ask me what I shall do for thee. Ask me what I shall do for thee. Ask me what I shall do for thee. And your answer to this question will determine everything. Please, definition determines destination. Why are you connected to this grace? So that you can be getting money? Is mentorship sponsorship? Is mentorship sponsorship? A lot of people lose sight of this. Instead of receiving grace that will replicate the same result and generate the same impact and exploit for you, you see people going after riches. And look at it, eventually, Gehazi ended up, as it were, with the leprosy of Naaman. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, somebody saying the loudest amen, you will not miss it. I say you will not miss it. I say you will not miss it. The only reason you are connected to the anointed, our Father here, an extremely large heart. Papa Ibiome, extremely large heart. But the truth is this. If you focus on just getting material blessings from him, the truth of the matter is this. You have missed a destiny opportunity that heaven may not forgive. Because it is the same grace working in him that is to replicate to the glory of God. The grace on him dispenses more than any ATM. The grace on Papa Biome is a dispenser more than the highest order of ATM on heart. You know, he said the spirit of Elijah don't rest on Elisha. You can walk in the mental aptitude of your leader. You can actually reason the way he will reason. His mindset can be transferred. His wisdom can be transferred. His understanding can be transferred. But it is determined by your positioning. Quickly, number three. Number three, which is very, very critical and important. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. A son honors. That's the essence. Ever increasing honor for the carrier. Ever increasing honor. It is the grace you protect, you partake of. I mean, ever increasing honor. Can somebody please scream with me? Ever increasing honor. Ever increasing honor. Louder and louder, please. Oh my God, for the very last time. There is something you must know about honor. Honor is never static. It's either honor is increasing or decreasing. It's either honor is increasing or decreasing. Honor from the heart. Honor from the heart. Will I ever relate with anyone that has reservation for Pastor David Ibiome and Bishop David Oyedepo? The first time I ever sat down in front of Papa Ibiome, the first thing he ever told me, he said, young man, if you have anything in your heart against our father, Bishop Oyedepo, you know I can't relate with you. I will not have anything to do with you. I will not have anything to do with you. Honor is reference. Honor is value. Honor is to esteem the person higher. Honor is to accord dignity, decorum, fear, and wholesomeness. Honor is to consider the person above you from your heart. Words of honor, thoughts of honor, seeds of honor. You stand for his interest. You protect him. No reservation of any kind in your heart. You love him passionately. You know, even Elijah said to Elisha, if you read 2 Kings chapter 2, 1 to 15, Elijah said to Elisha, go back. Elisha said, as long as your soul liveth and my soul liveth, I am not departing. There is nothing that can make me ever be offended. If the grace you covet, if the carrier can offend you, you are still in pre-nursery kindergarten school of the spirit. You require a grace and you are picking offense in the carrier. You are picking offense in the carrier. Nothing on this earth can make Papa Ibiome offend me. Nothing on this earth. It can't happen. I've seen a lot of people change fathers. Like they change clothes. Like we have ex-governor, ex-senator, ex-president. People have ex-spiritual father. People have ex-mentor. People have ex-father. Look at your neighbor and let me whisper to your neighbor, ex-father is not your portion. Tell another neighbor, ex-father is not your portion. The level to which you honor is the level to which the grace will flow. You will never be blessed carrying a grace more than you honor the carrier of that grace. This is one of the greatest secrets of my life. My heart is knitted. If you enter my office, the picture you see on the table is that of Pastor David Ibiome. As I entered my office, I see him smiling at me. As I sit down, I'm looking, he's smiling at me. As I'm going to minister, it's the last face I see, he's smiling at me. As I come back from ministering, multiple services, I look at him again, he has not changed, he's still smiling at me. He's still smiling at me. Effortlessly, very dangerous miracles. That if the Bible were to be in continuation, a chapter or a book would be given to it. I mean the signs of an apostle. As it is happening here, we are replicating it. Show me your honor and I will show you the flow. Look, it's so much like that with me. And I will now close with one more point. This is it. If I enter an hotel today, and it's one of the best hotels in the world, the first thing that comes to my mind, if Papa and Mama Ibiome has not been here with my prophet David, they need to be here. When I see anything, I'm thinking of him. Honor is fake when you are not sowing to the life of the anointed. Only those who sow up go up. Hebrews 7:7, without any contradiction, the less is blessed by the better. The adeptus they are, if the Gentiles are partakers of their spiritual things, they are to minister to them also in their material things. And let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth him in all things, in all good things. If truly you believe in that grace, you can't buy it. But this is a spiritual order. The truth is, receiving spiritual blessings from somebody and not sowing materially to the life of the person, you have committed spiritual fraud. And the flow must cease. The flow must cease. Sowing to the life of our Father here remains one of my greatest secrets. May I say it with all humility? I have zero financial concerns. We have a law in our ministry. We don't do expenses in the new year until we have given our first fruit. By December 21st, 22nd, because as we enter January, we are going into fasting and prayer and all those things. The account department, even before they go on holiday, all those things are settled. That look, until we give our first fruit, it is called first. And I want everyone in business to hear me. I want every minister, especially you are a founder, this is it. And the one we gave last year can't equal the one we are giving this year. Because we are not retrogressing. We are not retrogressing. And you don't give it to the ministry of the prophet. You give it to him because the anointing is not on the ministry, it's on him. To me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. And the grace bestowed on me, the grace on salvation ministries is on someone called Papa David Ibiome. So I can't give my first fruit to the church. It's my prophet and it's a covenant. Even after I have gone to be with the Lord, it will be in the law that income of January to this amount, quickly, just within the first 7 days of January this year, in millions, we gave it. Ha, 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 ha. Oja sope, titi, aye, titi, aye. Hallelujah, ale. The heaven opened wickedly. It tore, bo, boo, burgudu. Rise up on your feet. Let's lift up our two hands and begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Let's give him all the glory. Let's bless him. Let's bless him. Let's bless him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's receive grace to connect. Let's receive grace to connect. Let's receive grace to connect. Is somebody receiving grace?
Shall we lift up our two hands 1 minute? Let's receive grace. 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 Let's receive. I give you 1 more minute. Receive that grace. Receive that grace.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.